This is word of mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Welcome to Sandyland, a place where you won't find gumdrop mountains, but plenty of sharp observations on celebrity and pop culture. It's where you will hear wry reflections on childhood, maybe punctuated by an enthusiastic belting out of Miley Cyrus's Wrecking Ball. It's where you must expect the unexpected and where Sandra Bernhardt is queen. Sandyland is Bernhardt's latest one-woman show, and it will bring her to New England this weekend. She's performing Sandyland at Plymouth State University Center for the Arts this Friday and at Jonathan's in Agunquit, Maine on Saturday. I'm so pleased to welcome Sandra Bernhardt to Word of Mouth. Hello.
Great to be here.
What can people expect when they visit Sandyland?
Well, you're going to be taking a journey with me that sometimes I don't even know where I'm going. So maybe I'll be as surprised as you are where we end up. So really, it's really like a one-woman tour de force.
Well, I read that seeing Carol Channing, speaking of Madcap, playing Hello, Dolly, was a defining moment for you.
Yes, it was. I was 8 years old. My parents took me to see her in Flint. I lived in Flint, Michigan, in Detroit at the Fisher Theater, and it was in previews before she opened on Broadway. So it was really fresh and new, and the costumes were just so divine, and you know, the feathers and the dancing waiters and, you know, just the incredible Carol Channing energy that just swept everybody away. I mean, she's just such a great person.
What do you think your 8-year-old self would think seeing you on stage now? Would you allow yourself to go, first of all?
That's funny. Well, you know, I mean, I was quite, had vivid fantasies of how it would be when I was 8 years old. I would lay in bed at night. That's how I put myself to sleep at night. Instead of having people read me stories, I'd lay there imagining myself on the big stages of New York City and you know, coming out for my, you know, applause and my second encore. And so it just sort of all sort of fell together beautifully, seamlessly, really.
I guess you have a 15-year-old daughter now. Is she 15, if I got that right?
She's 15, yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you tell her if she said, I want to be a performer?
She doesn't want to be a performer. She wants to write. Mm-hmm. And I told her, she's really always coming up with funny observations. And I said, please start keeping a comedy notebook. She said, really? I said, yeah. I said, because you'll look back and you'll be able to use that stuff. And I don't think she has, because kids just don't want to hear that, you know, and they don't want to do it. But she really is funny, and she's a natural. She's a real social commentator, and, you know, she watches a film. Matter of fact, I was a little surprised. I wasn't thrilled, but she was watching Wolves of Wall Street the other night, and she goes, I'm fast-forwarding because most of these scenes are unnecessary. They don't move the plot forward, and I don't understand why they're here to begin with. I was like, bravo. Just chip off the old block.
Have you worked with her at all as a writer?
She really is not like a huge fan of my work. She loves me, and so often she'll come to my shows and edit my work. She'll go, Mom, that piece is way too long. Really, you're boring the audience. It's too much. And she was right about one of the pieces. I did, and she was right.
Well, you, Sandra Bernhardt, have been described as fearless, as brash, as outspoken, as sassy. What are some of the boundaries you think need pushing at today?
Well, I think we need to get back to being human. I think with the internet and social media and everybody celebrating themselves constantly on social media and how little it takes to get attention. I mean, the Kardashian phenomena has just really blown my mind. I really didn't think it was going to hold, and yet it has. And I'm like, wow, what is this? Because really and truly, they don't do anything. They're just like these girls who, you know, came from a little bit of money and parlayed themselves into these celebrities.
It's interesting because that's something you, I feel like, were very out in front with, you know, taking celebrity culture to task
right.
In ways that now might actually seem fairly tame.
Oh, for sure.
Has there been a cost for you to being a pioneer?
I don't think so. I just think there's on that level, on the sort of, you know, pop culture front, there's little to nothing to really critique anymore, only because what was so fun about what I did 15, 20, 30 years ago with magazines like Women's Wear Daily or Vogue or, you know, any of the sort of places that celebrated beauty and superficiality, but there was actual talent there as well. So it was a fun place to go in and just sort of like poke holes and let the air out a little bit. And now there just isn't.
Sandra Bernhardt is with us. She is touring through New England this weekend. She'll be at Plymouth State University on Friday and at Jonathan's in Agunquit, Maine on Saturday. Well, I want to just play a little clip of something that attests to your being really out on the front edge. On Roseanne, you played Nancy Bartlett. This was the first openly gay character on network sitcoms. Here's a clip of you coming out from a 1992 episode.
Tell us about the guy.
Yeah,
what's
come
his
on.
Name?
Why don't you tell us? We're just going to bug you till you
know. No, it's too soon. It's too soon. Come on. Tell us.
Big baby.
All right. Her name is Marla. I'm seeing a woman. I'm gay.
You know, it's really funny to hear the audience response. It's almost like watching King of Comedy, which, you know, preceded, again, all of the sort of unbelievable places we've gone, and, you know, in terms of, like, being a star, being famous, and the whole comment on fame, because we just weren't there yet. So when you hear the audience go, oh, gasp, but now they wouldn't even, like, it wouldn't even respond, you know? It's, like, become so second nature for people to be gay and for people to come out. It's like, now it's more like, oh well, another one, you know? I mean, it's just so funny, because the response was genuine.
Yeah, and at that time, I mean, this was 5 years before Ellen came out. I mean, you really were on the edge. I guess that's what I mean by, did it cost you anything to be a pioneer? Did you get sidelined or thought of as, oh, she's the gay character?
I guess to a certain extent. But, you know, my work, my own work has always been toying with, you know, sexuality and the kind of fine line between sexuality and what we all want to be and who we all are. To a certain degree, it affected it. But what was I looking to be? Was I looking to be the girl next door or an ingenue? Because that was never going to happen anyway. So at least I actually can stand on my own, you know, precipice and look out at the vistas of what I've done because I wanted to do.
In 1998, you put on the one-woman show, I'm Still Here, Damn It. And 16 years later, there you are. You're still here.
Yeah.
So what is it? Do you think that accounts for your longevity in a business that, you know, chews up a lot of people and spits them out?
Well, I think precisely that I do my own work and that I've always stood by what I believe and, you know, taken chances and said things that were sometimes a little bit, you know, incendiary and exciting and dangerous. And as the decades pass, you see that, like you said, those things all came to pass, and none of them are really all that shocking anymore. Mm-hmm. So the sort of beauty of what I do is, like, mining new places to go that are revolutionary and unexplored, really.
But that sounds to me like, you know, taking those chances, mining new places, revolutionary work, there's a real vulnerability in it. I wonder if it ever gets scary and exhausting.
You know, it was never really that vulnerable until, like, most recently, like, when, you know, like, so many performers now, we sort of stop saying certain things because they're taken out of context by people who don't understand it, who are not sophisticated, and they turn it into something that was never intended for it to mean or be. I think I do edit myself, certainly on social media, quite a bit, because where I would say something on stage and not think twice about it, because I know that my audience is there and they get it. On social media, they look at things and take it, you know, verbatim, and then they turn it into this sort of, like, firestorm. Mm-hmm. And then you find you have to spend your time explaining and trying to defend yourself. And it's not how a performer wants to live their life. You want to be able to say things and not have to, like, over-explain it, because it takes the fun out of it.
Well, it sounds like a lot to look forward to this weekend. Sandra Bernhardt, thank you so much.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so excited. I love coming up to, you know, to the beautiful Northeast.
Sandra Bernhardt, thank you.
Thank you.
Sandra Bernhardt will be performing her one-woman show, Sandyland, at Plymouth State University's Center for the Arts this Friday and at Jonathan's in Agunquit, Maine on Saturday. You will find ticket information on our website, wordofmouthradio.org.